For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Haynes. For the first time in a while, the Mobridge Pollock High School Tigers will have some athletic events at home later on this week. Tomorrow morning at Tiger Stadium will be the Mobridge Pollock Early Bird Track and Field Meet. The field events will begin at 10 a.m. Central Time, and the running events will start at noon. Tomorrow morning will be the first outdoor event of the 2024 season for the Tigers, but they have already seen some success in their two indoor meets. The boys team has logged 5 first-place finishes, including senior Simon Freed, who has won the long jump in both meets this spring. Meanwhile, the girls' team has won 2 events coming into Thursday's Early Bird. The event, starting at 10 a.m. at Tiger Stadium, is the first of 8 meets in the 2024 outdoor season and one of 4 that will be here in Mobridge. The NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves overcame the Houston Rockets last night 113-106. It was Minnesota's 52nd win, and they have now clinched a playoff spot in the Western Conference with 7 regular season games remaining. Every quarter was close except for the second, where the Timberwolves outscored the Rockets 38-22 going into halftime. Center Naz Reid, starting his 6th game in place of injured Karl Anthony Towns, led the team in scoring with 25 points on 10 of 17 shooting. Anthony Edwards added 21 points on a perfect 11 of 11 night at the free throw line. The Minnesota win puts them a half game behind Denver for first place in the West. Before the game, NBA insider Shams Charania reported that Karl Anthony Towns, who has not played since March 4th due to a torn meniscus in his left knee, may return to the team this year. Quote, there is optimism he could be back before the end of the regular season, end quote. The Timberwolves will play the second leg of a back-to-back in Minnesota tonight against the floundering Toronto Raptors, who have lost 14 games in a row. Some breaking news in the NFL this morning. Former Buffalo Bills and Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Stephon Diggs has just been traded to the Houston Texans. The Bills will send Diggs, along with a 2024 sixth-round pick and 2025 fifth-round selection, to Houston in exchange for the Texans' second rounder in 2025. The Texans add the 4-time Pro Bowl receiver to what is becoming a star-studded offense led by their Rookie of the Year quarterback, C.J. Stroud. For the Buffalo Bills, they continue an offseason of offloading talent following another heartbreaking playoff loss. They signed Diggs to a 4-year extension in April of 2022 and will have to eat over $31 million of cap space in 2024 following the trade. The 30-year-old receiver saw his greatest professional success in a Bills uniform, earning first-team All-Pro honors in 2020 and a second-team All-Pro selection in 2022. Before his 4 seasons in Buffalo, Diggs played 5 years for the Minnesota Vikings as a 2015 draft selection of the team. The Vikings traded him to Buffalo in 2020 for 2 first-round picks and other draft compensation. That's what's happening. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.